In your talk, you highlighted the seeding lab as a major help in sourcing equipment.
Yeah.
What is the seeding lab, and how have they assisted you, and what, if I can say, networks have you grown based
right.
on interactions with the seeding lab?
Right. So Seeding Labs is a Boston-based nonprofit. It was started by an incredible woman called Nina Dudnick, and Nina was a graduate student at Harvard, and she had done her Fulbright. She was a Fulbright scholar, and I think she took a Fulbright scholar up in the scholarship up in Cote d'Ivoire, and encountered a lot of very talented scientists
mm-hmm.
who were limited in terms of what they could do by their access to equipment and that sort of thing. And I think she was very moved by this, and she was one of those people who wouldn't sit down and let it by. So when she got back to Harvard, my understanding is that she gathered co-workers and went around collecting old equipment to supply, and developed this model of how, because it is a problem, it's a big area when people are trying to set things up, or when people are in a place where access to equipment is limited, there are not many grants available for that.
Yeah.
And she took on this incredible challenge. And so I think a few years after she had started the organization called Seeding Labs, they developed their flagship program, which is called the Instrumental Access Program,
mm-hmm.
Which has worked with many, many talented scientists from all around the developing world. And so Seeding Labs, what they do through the Instrumental Access Program, which is one of the many things that they do,
mm-hmm.
They invite applications from scientists from around the world who are keen to do good science, but may be limited by the amount of, or by their access to equipment. And so they go onto the US market, they source new and secondhand equipment, and equipment from corporate donors and others, and they package these containers of equipment, and they ship a 40-foot container of all, your wish list equipment to seed and to start up your lab. The impact that they've had speaks for itself. There are so many scientists and institutions and lives from developing countries that have been affected. That have been impacted so positively and strongly. So Seeding Labs, I think, in addition to the Instrumental Access Program, there are two things I think that are really incredible about Seeding Labs. The first is that they have, getting the instrumentation is not the end of the story. Once you get the instruments, there are other things, there's technical support and all those other things, but there are other things around research. So, for example, they have a partnership with ADGI, who are a nonprofit plasma repository. They have a partnership with the American Journal Experts, who assist in publication and grant writing and all this other type of stuff. So that's a big part of what they do. But for me, what I found one of the most powerful and important things that Seeding Lab have is that with these years of having worked with scientists from around the developing world, they have actually built up an incredible network of scientists from all over the world. And one thing that MAST and others, and certainly everybody around the discussion here, have realized is that we need to do a much better job at networking.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to just orient ourselves to where the funding is, and that's usually the US or the UK or other sort of traditional sources of funding. But there's so much more that we can do amongst ourselves, in Africa, for example. And that access to that network is actually, it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find that there are many collaborations that you can spark up. You also just orient yourself slightly different, and you find that you're able to apply for other sources of funding, which you often, in many established labs in other parts of the world, you wouldn't think about.
Mm-hmm.
There are AU grants, there are African Academies of Science, African
yes.
Academies of Medical Science, and all that sort of thing. So I think that's really one of the major strengths of Seeding Labs, is that they have, through their work, put together an incredible network of scientists from developing countries who are addressing some of the world's most serious challenges. And so it's really exciting to be part of that network, and it presents a huge amount of opportunities.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time.